From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. Atlanta Police Officer Maximilian Brewer is recovering at Grady Memorial Hospital after being struck by an ATV on Saturday during protests against police violence. Brewer was assisting with traffic control at an intersection when he was hit. He sustained significant injuries to his legs and remains hospitalized after undergoing surgery on Sunday. The ATV driver was taken into custody and charged with DUI, reckless driving, possession of marijuana, and other charges. Outside of Atlanta, other demonstrations took place this past weekend in Georgia to protest the killing of black men and women at the hands of police. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, community members in Macon came together to press for change without civil unrest.
Many in Macon brag about the sheer number of churches in the city, so it was perhaps fitting that over a half dozen faith leaders led what was essentially an hour of prayer around the issue of racist violence in the United States. Most in attendance were white, including the teen boys holding an upside-down American flag with the slogan Black Lives Matter taped on it. Nancy Cleveland, president of the board of Rosa Parks Square, where the event was held, spoke directly to them.
So it's not enough to put up a sign and say Black Lives Matter. What are you going to go do tomorrow and the next day to change these policies and to make this a place that's safe for everyone?
One policy goal that came up more than once during the event was pressing for the passage of a hate crimes law in Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Ahead of a protest march in Savannah yesterday, a small group of white volunteers got some training on how to support black protesters. GPB's Emily Jones has that story.
The group learned about a commonly used tactic called trauma-informed de-escalation. The basic idea is that emotions and tensions can run high at a protest for totally valid reasons, and things can quickly escalate. Activist Coco Pappy says if someone gets overwhelmed, you have to bear that in mind when trying to help them.
Our goal as white people, and I want to specifically just reiterate this, is not to tell black people how to feel right now.
After training in a corner removed from the gathering protesters, the group stuck to the edges of the march to keep an eye out for anyone in need of help or for those only there to agitate for violence. The protest remained peaceful. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Georgia Power is moving forward with a new plan to reduce its fuel rates. The company says the fuel reduction, combined with additional relief during the COVID-19 pandemic, will reduce the monthly bill of the average customer by more than $10. The Georgia Public Service Commission approved the new plan last week. Georgia school leaders now have guidance on how to open in the fall during the COVID-19 pandemic. The report released today offers several different models for schools to use, including one which splits the student body and assigns different days for in-person classes. Another model would allow older students to work from home while younger students occupy the building. The state's 180 school districts operate independently and will ultimately decide how to reopen and when to close if necessary. I'm Taylor Gant, and you're listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting.